As Salesforce development continuously evolves, so do instrumentation needs. While Salesforce standard components have long been observable through internal instrumentation frameworks, the same level of insight into custom components has been a persistent challenge. Responding to the demand from Salesforce customers and ISV teams, we are thrilled to unveil a new solution, the Logger API. This API empowers developers to glean valuable insights into the performance, usage, and security of their custom Lightning Web Components, LWCs. Problem statement. Until spring 2024, custom components developed by Salesforce customers and ISVs remained elusive in terms of observability. Organizations were compelled to seek workarounds, resorting to third-party observability tools like Google Analytics. However, integrating these tools with Salesforce presented challenges due to security constraints, and the generated data did not seamlessly integrate with event monitoring log files. These challenges left organizations struggling to bridge the gap. Proposed solution. The Salesforce instrumentation team, part of the web platform organization, came up with a solution, the Logger API, a JavaScript API that allows developers to instrument custom component code effortlessly. It allows an easy-to-use way of logging arbitrary JSON-formatted information in custom LWC components. To kickstart the flow of data that is being collected by the Logger API, customers need to meet two prerequisites: 1. Purchase the event monitoring add-on, and 2. Enable the toggle in the event monitoring setup. Lightning Logger event data details. The Logger API emits the Lightning Logger events containing information from the logs. This event type is available in the Event Monitoring's event log file object in API version 58.0 and later. The event log file includes fields needed for successful debugging and log analysis about the application. These fields are noted in the table below. Field description message: the string message passed to the Lightning Logger log method. This can contain JSON encoded JavaScript objects for richer data schema. The length of this string is limited to 4 kilobytes, 4096 characters. Component underscore name of the component calling into the JavaScript Logger API. Sequence auto-incremented counter for every call to the Logger API in the browser tab. UI underscore event underscore timestamp time at which this event was emitted in the browser. Client underscore session underscore ID unique GET attached to every event taking place in a single browser tab. Browser underscore name browser being used. Login underscore key the string that ties together all the events in a user's login session. The page underscore fields below are from the page where the log call was executed. Page underscore URL page URL on which the log was generated. Page underscore entity underscore type entity type of the page being displayed. Page underscore context name of the component hosting the main content of the page. Page underscore entity underscore ID entity ID if any of the record is being displayed. User underscore ID 15 char ID of the user accessing the Salesforce UI. Usage. To harness the capabilities of the Logger API, developers need to import a Logger module. Skipping code snippet for brevity. The emitted code provides an illustrative example. The end-to-end flow for instrumenting components involves importing the Logger module and utilizing it within the Lightning Web Component code. For instance, skipping code snippet for brevity. The emitted code provides an illustrative example. Skipping code snippet for brevity. The emitted code provides an illustrative example. Finally, enabling the toggle in event monitoring settings allows the data to flow seamlessly within the Salesforce org. Screenshot of the event monitoring settings page. Once the toggle is enabled, the data in the org starts flowing into event monitoring. Here is an example of a hypothetical row of data, single log row split into multiple lines. Event underscore type timestamp request underscore ID organization underscore ID user underscore ID device underscore session underscore ID UI underscore event underscore timestamp UI underscore event underscore relative underscore timestamp UI underscore root underscore activity underscore ID user underscore type client underscore ID session underscore key login underscore key client underscore geo connection underscore type app underscore name SDK underscore app Lightning Logger 20,242,423,5,800,13T:2321659,000,8C792D:00DSG:00Q:HRN:05:SG:00U6J25A660196928268417138339177822267.97F2A92 Baftic 66 Standard 69 NAMS plus ZDFSO 5 OWFG 63 RJRM VKS 8 United States / California 4 grams 11 Chrome 124 OSX 10.15.7 / Lightning / Page / Home Home Landing Type Click Action Save 2024-04-23T:00:58:12.996Z:00U6J13.110.54.10. Conclusion. The introduction of the Logger API marks a significant milestone in addressing the observability gap for custom Lightning web components. Salesforce developers can now seamlessly gain insights into the performance, usage, and security aspects of their applications. By leveraging this powerful API, organizations can elevate their development practices and ensure a more robust and transparent Salesforce environment. Embrace the future of observability in Salesforce development with the Logger API. Further resources. Logger API documentation. Lightning Logger event type. About the authors. Grisha Lyukshin is a senior product manager at Salesforce who works on the LWC framework and technologies adjacent to it. Connect with him on LinkedIn or X. Sufda Myagmar is a director of product management at Salesforce. Sufda is passionate about data and AI platforms. Outside of work, she's mastering the art of wilderness camping without sacrificing her ZZZS. Connect with her on X. Tariq Rafiq is a senior architect at Salesforce.